Come in.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh, it's Colby.
You have a nasty habit of surviving.
Well, you know what they say about the fittest?
Yes. Oh, you guys know what that sound means. Yes, indeed. That song means it is time for Young Persons Radio with me, your host, Colby Smith, right here on Radio Free Brooklyn. We are the first live show of the day in the middle of 13 straight hours of talk shows right here on Radio Free Brooklyn. So please stay tuned after the show for Points of Order, the great sports talk show. I challenge you to name a single sports talk show that's better than that. I mean, what are you guys listening to, Mike Francesa? What are you guys getting up in the morning and,
give me a call. Give me a call to talk about the Mets. Talk about the Mets.
You guys see this thing? This has been covered in radio lore on other shows, but there's a clip of Mike Francesa, the New York sports anchor, talking about Papa John. He gets mad that Peyton Manning goes and hugs Papa John after he wins the Super Bowl, and he just keeps going,
Peyton, the first guy you kiss can't be Papa John. It can't be!
I'd recommend everybody check that out. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. This is Young Persons Radio. This is the only show on the airwaves where you, the listener, are guaranteed to be cooler than the host. I say it every week, and every week it becomes more true. Why? Well, let's go through a couple things. We got some business to take care of here before the show starts in earnest. First of all, I want to tell everybody thank you. Thank you. If you were one of the 40-odd people who liked my tweet to the New York Landmarks Conservancy this week, I put the call out about interviewing somebody on their staff, and I asked you guys to give it some support on social media, and you did, and I appreciate it. And hopefully I will have news about that sooner rather than later. I don't want to say anything else to give it the air of mystique. But I will say that we're working on doing something, hopefully that will come together soon. This is a call-in show. If this is your first time listening, this is a call-in show. So if you want to call in, the number is 718-928-9732. That's 718-928-9732. Now, why do I mention the call-in number so early in the show? Well, this is the first installment of a new structure here at Young Persons Radio, where on the first Sunday of every month, we're going to do a special, one-off show. So usually I come in here and I have a guest who is way cooler than me in every conceivable way, and I talk to them about what makes them interesting, and then we play, we riff a little bit, we take some calls, and we have just a nice hangout. And it's a chance. The show is really just an excuse for me to hang out with people I think are cool. And so far, that's the form it's taken. But for the first Sunday of every month from here on out, we're going to do something special. So what is the special thing today? Well, I am sitting here in the studio alone. I am completely alone, both in the studio and elsewhere. I have no guest today. So this is the perfect time to call in if you've been thinking about calling in, if you've been listening and you haven't called in, or if you've called in a lot. I'm sure our loyal callers are out there now, so, guys could continue to call in if you would like. So please give a call to the station. That's 718-928-9732 or 718-WAVY-C, as a friend of the show, Pat Wise, let me know. a little while ago. So 718-WAVY-C is the phone number. Please give us a call. You can call in and talk about whatever you want, as usual. Usually we don't really set a topic on the table. But today I'm going to take you guys through a tour of, my earliest radio memories is what's coming up today. So you can call in with your earliest radio memories or fond memories you have of the radio. You can call in and let us know about that at 718-928-9732. Now, for those of you who don't know, I have a long history with the medium of the radio. I have many, many fond memories of Saturday morning drives with my father where we would listen to Car Talk on NPR from, I believe, 10 to 11 on Saturday mornings. And so that is where we will begin the tour of my radio influences, of some of our fondest radio memories here on the show. So before I play the clip I'm about to play, I want to remind everybody that Radio Free Brooklyn is brought to you completely independently. We are not we're not owned by a corporation. We're not running ads. We survive entirely on donations from listeners such as yourselves. So I encourage you to go to radiofreebrooklyn.com/pledge. That's radiofreebrooklyn.com/pledge to find ways that you can support the station. You can do it with just like a one-off donation, and every little bit helps, by the way. I mean, sometimes, like the other day, I got an email from a friend of mine just, reminding me that it was a good time now that Tom Perez is the chair to donate to the Democratic Party. And so I did that, and it's like every little bit helps. And then you go on this website, and it's like, you want to pledge $5, you want to pledge $10, and the buttons go up to like $500. And it makes me feel like a rube for only pledging like $5 or $10. And that's not the way we're set up here. You go any amount that you want to kick into the station. Is appreciated. So go to radiofreebrooklyn.com/pledge to find out ways you can do that. It's through Patreon, if you're familiar with Patreon, which is a reputable source. So go to radiofreebrooklyn.com/pledge to find out more about that. Now back to Car Talk. So if there's something about the name Car Talk that you're like, what is that about? Well, it's these two Boston dudes who are like MIT graduates in real life, and they decided to shirk their engineering degrees and just like open a garage, and then they started this radio show on the local station. It got picked up. It was syndicated nationally, and people would just call in and ask their car questions about ways to fix their cars, and they would help. But the best part of the show isn't that. It's the end of the show, and I'm not saying that as like a burn, like, you know when my favorite part of your show is when it's over. It's not like that. This is how they end every show.
Well, it's happened again. You've wasted another perfectly good hour listening to Car Talk. Our esteemed producer is Doug the Subway.
See, that's endearing, right? You've wasted another perfectly good. I don't know why I'm still doing this Mike Francesa voice. Could you imagine if Mike Francesa hosted Car Talk? They would never get any callers because he would just abuse them constantly.
But take off your Yankees hat. Take off your Yankees hat. Don't drive a Corolla.
This is a bit for nobody. Good God.
Not a slave to fashion, Bongo Boy Berman. Our associate producers are David the Cavs of Belleville Green, Carly High Voltage Knicks, and Catherine Flau Blucher Fenolosa. Our web lackey is Doug the Old Gray Mayor, assisted by Connie Britchford. Our engineer is John Cartman Parati. Our interns are Ariel Niedermeyer and Kara McKnight. And our theme music is by David Dog Grisman. Our technical, spiritual, and menu advisor, just back from the Seneca Lake Rump Steak Sponge Cake Milkshake Bran Flake Shake and Bake, is John Buzzy Lawler. Our public opinion pollster is Paul Murky of Murky Research, assisted by statistician Margin of Error. Our customer care representative is Heywood Jabuzoff. Our personal makeup artist is Bud Tugley. Our physical therapist is a...
Bud Tugley.
L. Hertz. Our caffeine addiction counselor is Bruno Moore. Our furnace repairman is Levon Coates. Our sidewalk clothing vendor is Chip... Pants.
Chip Pants.
Our tolerance quality control guy is Nat Sass. Our official spokesperson is Howie Vasev. Our big band leader is Juan Anatu. Our Russian chauffeur is Pikoff and Dropoff. And our seat cushion tester is Mike Easter. Our chief counsel from the law firm of Dewey, Cheatham & Howe is Hugh Lewis Dewey, known to the jaywalkers with pedestrian rage in Harvard Square as Huey Louie Dewey. Thanks so much for listening.
Is this what I have to do to get this show, like, a big deal? Do I have to end with some, like, punny names? Just, like, I start off with the genuine people to thank, which is nobody, because I'm doing all of this, I'm doing all this alone. I guess it would be a good form to thank the station. But you know what? I'm going to do that right now. Tom Tenney, Rob Pritchard, you guys are the best. You guys are the best. Thank you for doing all you do for the station. But what about what am I supposed to do? These pun names? Okay, you know what? You know what? New segment for the show right now. We're starting a new segment for the show, and it's car talk. It's Kolb talk. Car talk with Kolb. All right. Now it's hey guys, call in with your phone on your phone with your car questions. Okay, so we're gonna segue into that right now. Hello and welcome to Car Talk with Kolb. This is your host, Kolb, right here on Radio Free Brooklyn. Now's a perfect time to call in with your car questions at 718-928-9732. That's 718-WAVC, as a friend of the show, Pat Wise. Must be a pretty wise guy if he's, if his last name is Wise. 718-928-9732. Get those calls in. Get these phones a running. Get these phones a going. My brother Tommy is not here because he died. The puzzler this week is coming up later in the show. In the meantime, the other day, I'm out driving my 2005 Nissan Altima, and I'm driving it over to my friend's house to go ride to dinner, and I get there and I go into the driveway and I turn the car off, and I go inside and knock on the door. I said, hey, it's time to go. I get back in the car. The car won't start. This is a weird mix between Mike Francesa and the Car Talk guys. Maybe the Car Talk's a successful show. Maybe what we need is, like, a guy in here. Because it was really just about the one guy. The one guy had all the car answers, and his brother, the guy with, like, the deeper voice, would just be there going, wah, 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 wah. Just like laughing at all of his jokes. Maybe we need like an Ed McMahon in here, right? Just a guy. I'm not even gonna turn his mic on. Just a guy who can just like sit in the side of the studio, and have you can just like hear him laughing like off mic, like the in studio. This, you know what this radio show needs is an in studio audience. That's what we're coming down to here. Could you imagine at the end of every show just be like, Young Person's Radio was recorded in front of a live studio audience. And then I just, like, walk out, and it's like the end of the Cosby Show. Oh, boy, I brought up the Cosby Show.
Hey, we're back here on Car Talk with Kolb. This is your host, Kolb. I'm here with nobody. My brother Tommy is, he's MIA because he's dead. Oh. My grandfather, previous listeners to the show will know that my grandfather, he sends me monthly envelopes full of car magazines, of classic car magazine, muscle car magazine, and I browse through them, and they're quite nice. If anybody has any leads on Jim Rockford's car that we talked about on that episode that I could pick up, I believe it's a 1979 Pontiac. Please give us a call at 718-928-9732. That's 718-928-9732.
At 718-WAVC. I can see that the car talk section isn't drawing the calls. The show that would come on after car talk, maybe not right after, but, you know, later in the day. I definitely, you know, on the sun, you know, talk radio is big in my family in terms of our car rides, I think. Speaking of which, there is a call right now. Caller, welcome to the program. This is Young Persons Radio with your host, Colby Smith.
Good morning, young sir.
Oh, there he is. Speak of the devil. It's my grandfather indeed.
I called to give you an apology.
Okay.
Because I told you it was a 68 Camaro and it was a 67.
Ah, I see. I see. So, okay.
But you looked and seen how it was loaded, didn't you?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I looked. Well, when you mentioned it, I look up the 68 Camaro right away, and it looked just fine. I wasn't disappointed.
Okay. Good deal. I got the new one coming. I think you got it last week, maybe Monday.
Yes, I did get them.
Yes. And look at that Dodge in there. Your great-granddad had one like it, and it worked.
Oh, good. I'm glad it worked.
Yes.
I'm glad it got him around.
When you find a 66 Dodge Charger,
mm-hmm.
383 four speed,
mm-hmm.
give me a call. We'll go get it.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. I'll listen. If the listeners know one thing about me, it's that I have a lot of contacts into the underground car trade that goes on up here.
Yeah.
So I think all I got to do is put the word. I mean, they're probably listening to the show. All I got to do is put the word out, and they'll come at me with some good offers.
Good deal. That's what we're looking for.
That's right.
One automatic.
Is that the holy grail, Granddad? Let me ask you this question: If you could drive one car around town for the rest of your life, what would it be? This is, you know, it might require some research on your part. I don't know.
Well, if I had my choice with all of them, I'd give me a 1966 or 1967 Dodge Charger, 426 Hemi, 4-speed.
Hmm, interesting.
I would drive that the rest of my life.
What color would it be?
Fuel prices. Well, color I would prefer blue or green.
Oh.
Blue with the white interior would be best.
Oh, very nice.
Green with the gray interior would be all right.
Nice. You know, I'm looking this guy up right now. It's a beautiful looking car. I encourage every listener to do the same. Look up a 66 right. Dodge Charger. In fact, there's a green one right here. It's all like right. It's like a darker green.
Yes.
Yeah. It has a green interior though. No white interior.
Green interior is all right, but the white or gray is better.
Uh-huh.
It gives you a little bit of contrast.
Listed by private seller. It's $28,800 on this site.
Yes. That's about the going price.
Yeah.
I looked at one just exactly like the one I used to have. It was on an auction with Hewitt Jackson. It bought $127,000.
Oh, there's the winner.
That's a scary part.
Yeah, it is.
All right, brother, I'll let you go. You get somebody more important than I.
Oh, stop it. Don't do that.
You're doing a heck of a job.
Granddad, last time you called in, everyone, so many people said to me afterwards, your granddad was a great guest. So don't pull this, get someone more important to call stuff.
Well, I tried the other week, and that's when you was having the trouble.
Oh, yeah.
Couldn't get through, so
yeah.
I thought maybe I screwed something up.
Yeah. No, it was happily, not happily, but it definitely was not. It was not your fault or anybody involved on this show's fault. It was just basically the web hosting service we use made some changes without letting us know. Yeah. But, you know, that's fine. You know, stuff happens. I'm not mad. I'm not mad anymore.
Good. I don't know when you ever get mad. You take care of everybody.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Granddad.
You take care of yourself, buddy. We'll see you later.
All right. Sounds good. We'll talk soon.
All right. Bye.
Bye-bye. There he goes. Granddad. Granddad's back. Please all the fans out there. I appreciate that. I appreciate that call. 718-928-9732 if you want to join the party. That's 718-928-9732 or 718-WAVY-C. Yes, the car talk segment. There was another show that would come on afterwards. And I think when I think back to it, I don't know how we would have heard this show. I'm talking, of course, about Dr. Laura Schlesinger giving the relationship advice that nobody needs from Dr. Laura Schlesinger. Dr. Laura had a reputation for giving her callers the business for her straight talk, being brutally honest with them. And I think I heard this show one time, maybe. And see, that's the thing. I don't know how we heard it, because she was on Sirius XM for a long time, and I did not do the research to see whether she was on public radio at the time that I would have heard this show. Maybe we should do the. Maybe this is what'll do it. Maybe we'll do some relationship advice. Caller, welcome to the program.
Good morning.
Good morning. Is this Marta?
Yeah.
Oh, good. Welcome back, Marta.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. I really enjoyed your granddad.
Oh, good. See, everybody loves him.
Wow, he's really sweet.
Yeah. He's a good guy. I'm glad he calls.
Yeah. And you guys seem like you have a nice relationship.
Yeah, I was not kidding about that. Where he sends me a parcel of classic car magazines every month.
Also, I was thinking that you know, like the live audience thing, I think is hilarious. But it must be really strange to be on the radio and not hear, like, you know, you were making me laugh a lot, like the first few minutes of the show or whatever. Like, you say things and I really laugh a lot.
Oh, thank God.
And you can't hear that. It must be really interesting dynamic for you.
It's strange. You know, usually I have the guest here to kind of bounce those off of, and they will laugh. But now I just have to hope.
Yeah, you have to be like, I mean, did you ever listen to Tom Likas?
Tom Likas. I never did. I know who he is, though.
Yeah, I used to like that show. Of course, Howard Stern.
Yes.
He's pretty funny.
Yes. Howard Stern is, I feel like we all owe a lot to Howard Stern. Pretty much any radio person, because I mean, other than like conservative talk, like political talk radio, I feel like he's the only like truly famous radio DJ to come out of the last like 20 years or so. I mean, you've got like people like Rush Limbaugh. I'm not really counting them.
Yeah, I've tried to listen to that show a little bit, but it's hard to listen to.
Yeah. I hear you.
Yeah. Let's see, who else? And you were talking about Dr. Laura.
Yes, I was about to talk about, I was about to play a terrific clip of Dr. Laura.
I hardly remember that show.
Yeah.
I remember how long ago that was.
Yeah.
20 years?
I'm not sure. I don't know how, I really don't know how I would have heard it, because we did not have Sirius XM in the car growing up. I mean, it was really before that.
Obviously, she was on the radio.
Right.
So you know, rate talk show through Sirius, is that, because you're too young to have listened to real talk radio.
Well, I don't know if that's true. I mean, like I remember listening to Paul Harvey near the end of his run. When I was a wee child.
Wow. Yeah.
Paul Harvey, who is like weirdly very Jesus-y. Like, I was going to play some clips of Paul Harvey this morning, but I was doing my research. The most popular one, I'll just play a little bit of it after we're done, Marta. But there's the most popular result by far is like Paul Harvey's radio warning to America. And he's like, if I were the devil, the best way I would you know, undermine America is by getting in the churches and convincing everyone that God isn't real.
Oh my God.
And he's like a newsman. Like, he was like an ABC radio like newsman for the longest time, until he like got to spread his wings and we got to see what was really going on in there.
Wow, that's pretty amazing.
Yeah. It's rough.
Let's see, what else is going on
with you or with me?
With you.
Oh, I don't know, things are fine. Things are good. I went to speaking of the radio, I went to a birthday party on Friday, Marta.
Yeah.
And I got a lot of this. I got a lot of, hey, I've been meaning to check out your show, but it's on too early. Can you believe that?
Oh, well, Yeah, that's really, well, I mean, you know, did you tell him there's things such as, you know, what's it called when you listen to it back again?
There's a podcast.
There's a podcast.
Or you can listen to it anytime.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't want him. I don't want him.
Well, was it a night? Was it a good party?
Yeah, other than that, it was good.
Yeah,
Even with that, it was good. I mean, I don't pretend to. It doesn't really bother me. It's just a lot of people said it to the point where if I hadn't acknowledged it, it would have been concerning on my part that I'm just not listening to people when they talk to me. It was that degree of, your show's on too early. Stay in bed, you weenies. That's what I say.
Exactly. I was up at 6 in the morning.
There you go.
Oh, God.
What'd you do this morning? You did the other day you made a skirt.
Yeah, I've just been rearranging my apartment, so I put some shelves up this
morning.
Oh,
nice.
Yeah, and when I put the screw in the wall, it's such a crappy wall that it just went, it kind of like just shattered. So that was unfortunate. But,
oh no!
I was able to get it right the second time.
Yeah, that's good. That's good.
But can I tell you before we go? Can I tell you a pigeon story?
Sure, of course.
Okay.
It would not be a Marta call without a pigeon story.
I know. I have to get my pigeon plugs in there. This woman, I don't really know her, but she came and told me that she heard, you know, she saw me feeding pigeons, and she's like, oh, can I tell you a story about my pigeon? And I was like, sure. So this is an amazing story. It's real, really true. She was walking down the street and saw a pigeon on the sidewalk with a broken wing.
Mm-hmm.
And she didn't know what to do. So anyway, she was able to catch the pigeon, and she took him to a place called the Wild Bird Fund, which I may have mentioned already, but
yes, it's on the Upper West Side now.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's an amazing place. They take care of pigeons. And she found out about the Wild Bird Fund, took him there, and had his wing adjusted and gave a very large donation because she was kind of like, seemed like a wealthy woman. And she said that she took him home because she didn't want him to stay there. And she nursed him back to health for 3 months. And he was able to fly after 3 months. And she said that she put him, she let him go out the window. And he would come back all the time to her area, to her roof, to her windowsill, and then one day, it wasn't that long. It was only like a month. He brings a mate, and you know that pigeons mate for life, and I really love that. And so he has his mate. She feeds them, gives them water, but finds a little place to put the. And so just loving the whole pigeon, her pigeon relationship, watching them.
Mm-hmm.
Said one day she didn't see them, and she thought, okay, this is a little strange, you know, every day they do show up, but okay, they're not here. Well, let me just kind of, you know, not get too worried, but went up to her room to kind of look for them, look to see if she could see the pigeons, the little flock or whatever. She sees a pigeon that was eaten by a hawk.
Oh.
And it was his mate. It was Hercules. She named him Hercules. It was a Hercules' mate. And she said, oh my God. She's like, I can't tell that well. You know, I mean, you know, pigeons, they kind of can look the same. And she's like,
sure.
I looked over and I walked around, and there Hercules was, dead too.
Oh.
Because she knew Hercules.
Yeah.
He was all in one piece. So he died of a heart attack, a broken heart, watching his mate be eaten.
Oh, wow. That's very sweet. That's amazing.
Right?
Wow.
Right?
Oh, my
goodness.
I know.
I thought that was sweet, too. But, you know, sometimes when I tell that story, people are like, ah. I'm like, no. It's like, it's romantic.
It is. Yeah. I'll tell you this, Marta. I didn't know that pigeons mate for life. That is so romantic. You are slowly turning me into a giant pigeon fan.
Well, they're amazing. And, you know, she, you know, and he had, like, only two, he was one that only had, like, two toes on. And she was like, I went over and I picked him up, and it was for sure him with the toes. And, oh, God. But, yeah, I mean, I find that to be a really beautiful, obviously, sad story. But, like, he had, you know, he got well, he flew away, he mm-hmm. found his mate, and he died with his mate.
Oh, my goodness. That is so, such a beautiful state. Marta, thank you so much for sharing that.
Yeah, okay. Well, again, thanks for having your show. It's really fun, and I'll be talking to you soon.
Good, yes. Please call as often as you can. You're my favorite caller.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, we got another call coming in. Let me see if this works. Marta, we'll talk soon.
Bye.
Did that work? Caller, are you on the program? Oh, there we go. There we go. Tech. Caller, welcome to the show. This is Young Persons Radio on Radio Free Brooklyn with me, Colby Smith.
Hey.
Is this
I
Tim?
I have a question. When did this show get so soft?
Oh, okay. All right, who is this?
I'm driving my kid to soccer practice.
Okay.
Try to get him pumped up. He's, you know, he's a bit of a soft, he's a tough kid.
Okay.
Try to get him pumped up. I think I know.
Is this
on the radio?
Go
ahead. There's gotta be something. There's gotta be like the Scorpions, something on there.
Mm-hmm.
And I got this story about pigeons falling in love, and I was like, I didn't realize this was This American Life.
So you want me to play the Scorpions? Is this just a song request?
It is a roundabout song request for you to play the Scorpions.
Here I am, burn up, rock me like a hurricane.
Not sing it, but play it. Because I don't know. I radio sold out so long ago.
Sure.
Commercial, it went weak.
Not here, baby.
Tune in on this underground independent scene.
Yeah.
And I turn it on, and some lady talking about pigeons falling in love.
You know, you sound like a real gem of a dad caller. You sound like, you know what you are? You're like Colin Farrell in True Detective Season 2. You're going around calling your kid a fat pussy.
Oh, I named my kid a fat
pussy. You named your kid fat. Can I talk to him?
I had a hunch what he was going
to
be.
Can I talk to your son?
He is muzzled right now.
He's muzzled. You sound like a creep. Of course, you know what you are? You're every Scorpions fan.
Listen, I didn't call here as a representative of the Scorpions. I don't want to drag those good people through the mud.
No, I'm not saying I'm saying you're every Scorpions fan.
Yeah, no. I understand that. I didn't call. It's a wonderful community.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think you understand.
Okay.
They're a really caring community, and I guess if I had known they were going to be judged on my behavior, I would have comported myself a little better.
Okay. Well, now you've learned your lesson.
Can you do something for me, though?
Sure. Anything.
Can you stop playing such soft bullshit on this radio station?
I
have to hear about animals falling in love one more time, I'm going to crash my car into a river.
You know what? I'm going to do exactly that. I'm not going to do it.
Wait.
Not going to do it.
Oh, so I do crash my car into a river.
Yeah. No.
All right,
I'm not.
Well, my son's blood's on your hands.
Okay, caller. I promise I won't do any more animal material, okay?
That's very good. I appreciate that.
Okay.
Well, I didn't think we would go this amicably, so.
Well, no, just keep on keeping on. Go see the Scorpions this summer. I'm sure they're on tour. And when Rock Me Like a Hurricane comes on, just let me, just go for it.
Okay.
Can you hear this, caller?
This is awful. Who did this?
Can you hear this?
Is that Hey Arnold?
Can we build the cages?
Yeah.
And sweep up? Your birds will come back.
Kind of
course they'll come back. They're birds.
I'm not doing any more animal material.
I understand them.
Oh, it's
people
man.
I don't
okay.
understand.
Listen, I don't mean to come down
see,
on you,
Arnold,
man. I
it's
really
time
don't.
For me to leave
That's
here.
Not what my vibe is. That's not what the Scorpion's vibe
you
is.
You know what the... What
my jam.
It's people, caller. People did this.
Yeah, no, I feel you. You know, the market demands animals falling in love stories.
Yeah.
And they go.
Listen, for a guy who doesn't like animal stuff, you love a band called the Scorpions.
Scorpions, well, they're bugs.
Okay. All right, I get it. I get it.
I mean, they're Kingdom Animalia, but, you know.
Oh, fancy Latin words. Get off my phone.
I didn't want you to be insulted in front of my son.
Get off my phone.
I'll never call the station again.
No, no, please. God, oh, no. Oh, don't. Don't. Oh, boy. No more animal material.
To be with people, and others, like me, are just different.
Pigeon Man. Wait. None of this would have happened if I hadn't...
Arnold. Caller?
Hello?
Hi. Who's this?
Hi. This is Chris. Beth.
This is Chris S.
Crystal Beth.
Crystal Beth. Oh, good morning. Crystal Beth, previous guest on the show.
Yes, yes. Long-time listener, first-time caller.
Oh, thank you so much.
I needed to correct your little friend that was complaining about the love on your show.
No, don't call him my little friend. I don't know who that was.
Scorpions are arachnids. They're not bugs.
Mm.
So that's that.
Yeah.
I have to wake up out of my beautiful slumber to tell someone they were wrong.
Well, take that, soccer dad.
And also, a pigeon with two toes finding love, that is so metal.
Yeah, right?
That's a badass story.
I think it's great. I think it's great. Look, it's like the pigeon, he's fighting the fight. He's out there struggling every day with his two toes. And then what? He gets one respite from the nightmare that is his waking hours, and this guy's got to step all over. This guy's like the hawk.
Exactly. You got to find the magic in these stories.
Oh.
A two-toed pigeon. You know what? I don't think I'd be able to find love if I had two toes.
Yes, yeah, I definitely wouldn't, because I wouldn't be able to walk around to meet people. But the pigeon can fly around.
We'd have to meet people online playing Warcraft.
That's right. Yeah, exactly. Which, you know, no, nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that.
Your show is lovely this morning, by the way.
Oh, thank you, Crystal.
You're welcome. I'm going to go back to bed now.
Okay, all right. You have a nice nap.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, we'll talk soon.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye. Crystal Beth, calling the show? Holy smokes. Holy smokes, that's great. See, what I was worried at the beginning about this thing being small time, we got Crystal Beth calling. I didn't even book her on the show. Oh, man, that makes me feel so good. Makes me feel so good. What do we got? What was I talking about? Paul Harvey's warning to America? Do we want to hear this?
If I were the devil, I wouldn't be happy until I had seized the ripest apple on the tree. Thee. So I set about however necessary to take over the United States.
I can't even hear this thing. This is...
Need a website.
Ah!
Why not do it yourself?
God. As good as I was feeling about this show being big time, it is now done. This is tech stuff, I swear. Okay, here we go. This is Paul Harvey's Warning to the Devil best version.
If I were the devil... If I were the devil... If I were the Prince of Darkness, I'd want to engulf the whole world in darkness, and I'd have a third of its real estate and four-fifths of its population, but I wouldn't be happy until I had seized the ripest apple on the tree.
What is it? Where are these numbers coming from? If I had a four-fifths of its population and a third of its real estate, is that like a Bible verse? Does the Bible mention real estate?
But I wouldn't be happy until I had seized the ripest apple on the tree. Thee. So I'd set about however necessary to take over the United States.
First of all, if I were the devil, I wouldn't bother with the United States at all. I think he's off target there. United States is doing just fine on its own. What country would I take over if I were the devil? It would have to be small enough that nobody would notice, but big enough to field a sizable army. I don't want it. Any country I would name would be not okay. You know what? If I were the devil, I would take over the United States. I'm walking all this back.
I'd subvert the churches first. I'd begin with a campaign of whispers.
See, that's smart, because the churches are the most suspicious about the devil.
The wisdom of a serpent I would whisper to you as I whispered to Eve. Do as you please.
Wisdom of a serpent? Oh, how wise snakes are.
To the young, I would whisper that the Bible is a myth. I would convince them that man created God instead of the other way around.
Okay.
I would confide that what's bad is good and what's good is square. And the old I would teach to pray after me.
Someone's got to tell Paul Harvey, Paul, it's hip to be square. It's hip to be square, Paul.
Our Father, which art in Washington. And then I'd get organized. I'd educate authors in how to make lurid literature exciting so that anything else would appear dull and uninteresting.
Paul Harvey is now just recreating I guess this is 1963, so or 65. So it's a predecessor to the 1968 Gore Vidal William F. Buckley debates, where William F. Buckley is on his high horse about Myra Breckinridge.
TV with dirtier movies and vice versa. I'd peddle narcotics to whom I could. I'd sell alcohol to ladies and gentlemen of distinction. I'd tranquilize the rest with
ladies and gentlemen of distinction. So yeah, so us working slobs, we can drink all the alcohol I want, but ladies and gentlemen of distinction, stay away from that. Get out of here, Paul Harvey. Go jump in a lake for all I care. Paul Harvey's dead. I don't know why I'm busting on this guy. This is a radio treasure. That's really strange, though, that he did that. Really strange that he did that. We were talking about Dr. Laura earlier. Maybe this is the way to get some callers. 718-928-9732 is our number. 718-928-9732, 718-WAVC in case you want. Some relationship advice. That's right. Yeah, this is the Dr. Kolb segment of the show. Now, this is where I in this last little bit, this is where I guide you through your love troubles, your love questions, your relationship advice. Call in at 718-928-9732 if you want me to help fix your personal life. That's me, Dr. Kolb, right here on Radio Free Brooklyn. But how did Dr. Laura do it, I wonder?
I'm Dr. Laura Schlesinger. Welcome to our YouTube channel where I get to answer your questions. 5.5 months ago, I gave birth to our first baby, and my husband...
Dr. Laura's reading a letter right now, which I will put on hold while I answer this caller. Caller, welcome to the program.
Oh, hello.
Hello.
How's it going?
Who is this?
I'm a pigeon.
You're a pigeon?
Yeah, I'm a pigeon.
You're our first non-human caller. Thank you for calling.
That's so strange because this show seems to be like just about goddamn animals all of a sudden.
We talked about scorpions and pigeons, and then I was trying to do some relationship advice. Is that the segment you're calling for? Oh, okay, great. So what's your question?
Well, I'm a pigeon and I'm in love. But
congratulations.
I only have 2 toes.
Okay.
So I'm just wondering what you got for me.
Are you worried about meeting people? Are you worried about being ostracized socially because you only got 2 toes?
You go kind of hand in hand, you know, because you go to one of these mixers, or what have you, and the first thing they want to talk about is, you know, comparing quantity of toes. It's a big get in the pigeon community. It's just sort of so, you know, you let them talk, but inevitably, bottle spins around to you, and, They see those 2 toes, and, you know, it's game over.
Pigeon, did you just your lips together? How did you do that?
When you're as sad a pigeon as I am, a pig has no limitations. to how you can sigh.
Uh-huh.
You just practice so much.
Okay. Well, look. I'll take your word for it.
And then I just thought you played that, you know, that inspiring story earlier. And I thought maybe you'd want to recreate that magic.
Well, you know, my advice to you is to get attacked by a hawk. Get out of here, pigeon.
Okay.
Pigeon calling my show. I have to say, if we're reaching out to the pigeon community, I welcome it. Pigeons get up early, unlike these dolts who don't want to listen to my show live, right?
Well, your show's on so early. It's on at 10 o'clock on a Sunday.
What are you, a child? Gotta sleep in every day? Good Lord.
Well, I went out late on Saturday night, and I just need a little extra shot.
Get up and get to work. Get hungry. Bunch of weenies. I called them weenies earlier. That's the only word for them.
I am just so tired all the time.
Get it to splash some cold water on your face. Pull yourself out of it. Oh, boy, that's my relationship advice. Dr. Laura, we're not returning to you, you bigot. We're out of here. What else do we got? Anybody want to call?
Oh, another caller. Thank God. Caller, welcome to the program.
Hey, Colby.
Hey.
This is Max in Pittsburgh.
Max in Pittsburgh. Welcome to the show.
Thanks. Well, I'm calling because I actually have a relationship problem that is also an animal problem.
Oh, interesting. Okay, yeah, this is good. We're tying threads together here. Well, what can I help you with?
So, dating this girl, right?
Mm-hmm.
Things are going great.
Mm-hmm.
She lives in Ohio, though, which is a little bit far away from Pittsburgh. So, things are going great. She says, you know, I just wish there was somebody to keep you company during the week. You should get a cat.
Mm.
And I say, no, I don't want to get a cat. No, I don't want to get a cat. I end up with the cat. We bring the cat home. Problem is, girl is jealous of the cat.
Oh.
We're talking on the Skype or whatever the kids do. The Skype.
Yeah, yeah.
And she gets jealous of the cat. I'm holding the cat. She says, why are you holding the cat? She said, pay attention to me.
Oh, okay.
Other problem, the cat's jealous of the girl.
Oh, my goodness.
Talking to the girl on the Skype. Cat hears the girl's voice. She starts destroying everything.
Oh,
this
man.
This is real. This has happened.
Oh, man.
And I just don't know what to do, Colby.
Wow. Well, I would say, first of all, you should have an honest conversation with the cat. And you should say, what's the cat's name?
Maya.
You should say, listen, Mia. Maya. Sorry. You should say, listen, Maya. I want you to know that you should feel completely secure in our relationship and no one will ever come between us. And, you know, do whatever you can to support her. If she has jealousy issues of her own, you know, that's on her. That's on her.
Yeah.
You know?
Maybe set up some safe spaces.
You know, one of the things that I've learned in this life, Max, is that you can't control how other people feel. And all you can do is just make sure you're doing everything you can to be an upstanding young man. And, you know, just come what may after that.
That is wise words.
I'm glad. I hope this helped.
I think it did, and I think this can definitely be a new chapter.
Okay, good.
In all three of our relationships.
Good. I'm sincerely so glad I could help you.
Thank you so much.
Are you a caller? Are you crying?
No, I think I'm gonna be okay.
Okay. Well, just know that I'm here for you, and I will give you my personal cell phone number off the air, so that you can call me anytime and talk about this.
Oh, thank you so much.
Yeah, this is my home line. Okay, most patients don't get this.
Okay.
Thank you, caller. I hope to talk to you soon.
Okay. Thanks, Colby.
You're welcome. Another satisfied listener here on Young Persons Radio on Radio Free Brooklyn with me, your host, Colby Smith. You know, we're coming into the last 10 minutes of the show now, so if you want to call in, the number is 718-928-9732.
That's 718-928-9732 or 718-WAVY-C. And I think we can end it there, the relationship advice segment of the show. So I think we just have to keep going now. Yeah. Yeah.
The number one talk station in the nation. 77 WABC.
That's not our station. Not our station.
He's here. He's here. Now, broadcasting from the underground command post, deep in the bowels of a hidden bunker, somewhere under the brick and steel of a nondescript building, we've once again made contact with our leader, Mark Levin.
Good evening, everybody. This is Mark Levin. Our number, 718-928-9732. That's 718-928-9732. I really talk like this, in case you've never listened to my show. This is really how I sound. This is actually a pretty damn good impression. Now, Mr. Producer, we get death threats here, right? We get death threats here. I'm out there. I'm saying the things that everybody knows but nobody wants to say about politics. Telling you that Obama, he's out of office, folks. He's still causing us trouble. He's still causing us trouble, folks. You know, the problem is that when I was a constitutional lawyer for the Reagan administration under Attorney General Ed Meese, I learned how to read the Constitution. How to read the Constitution. And no, none of these other jokers, none of these other backbenchers, they don't seem to know what they're doing. Luckily, I'm here with my own show to tell them how, because I'm the only one who knows how to read. I'm the only one who knows how to read. Our number, 718-928-9732. That's 718-928-9732. This is the Mark Levin Show. I want to talk to you today. I want to talk to you today about an issue that hasn't been getting coverage in the mainstream liberal media. But we're going to do a coverage on this show. Why? Because you folks will be nowhere without me. That's right. Hannity, Rush Limbaugh, none of these guys can do what we're doing on this show. And that's why you tune in. That's why you tune in for 3 hours every day. I'm on the radio for 3 hours every day. Good gravy. Oh, I can't continue with this bit. I don't want to do a politics show. You can get that anywhere else. You're not going to get it. This is a fun time. It's going to bum everybody out. 718-928-9732. Could this be the show that Tim Keck doesn't call into? Could this be the show? He finally missed one in his run. Okay. All right. Well. Yeah, Mark Levin. Mark Levin, we listen to a lot in the car driving around. It's another homage to my radio influences here on Radio Free Brooklyn, Young Persons Radio with me, Colby Smith. We got a couple minutes left in the show, so if you want to call in, we got time maybe for one more call here on the show. So feel free to give us a ring. In the meantime, I want to remind everybody to stay tuned for Points of Order. They're going to be coming in here momentarily. In fact, if they're outside and they can hear me, they can come on in. We'll do a little riffing before their show starts up. But I guess they're not outside because no one's coming in. Boy. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. I want to thank everybody for calling. This was fun, right? This was fun. We got this is the first show with no guests. I think it went all right. It flew by as every show does. It flew right by. We will be back next week with Nathan Yaffe. I'm very excited for this episode. I tried to get Nathan Yaffe on before, and we're finally making it work. He's an illustrator for College Humor. He's an improviser, a comedian, and just a really bang-up guy who I've known for years, and he's going to be a lot of fun to talk to. So make sure you tune back in at the same time next week for that. I'm very excited about that show. And again, yeah, thanks everybody for listening. As always, you can find me on Twitter at Colby J. Smith, and you can follow the station on Twitter at Radio Free BK. So make sure you do that. We're gonna go. We're gonna go out to. What do we got here? Right here. Hey, listen, wings. They're good. They're good. Just stop. Just stop with all your wings hate. Wings is good, man. McCartney. Yes. Anyway, stay tuned for Points of Order. They're coming out soon. I want to thank everybody for calling, everybody for listening. I had a really fun time on the show. So we'll be back next week with the guests for the next couple weeks, and then we'll be doing another special one-off episode the first weekend in April, which I think I can announce is going to be a tribute to Whose Line Is It Anyway? So if we're today we're talking about some of my early radio experiences, and then we're going to talk next month about that. But in the meantime, we'll be back next week with Nathan Yaffe. So thanks everybody again for listening. This has been Young Persons Radio on Radio Free Brooklyn with me, your host, Colby Smith. Video ain't killing this radio star, baby. We will be back next week. Enjoy wings. Bye.